Well, obviously, we are in the midst of the holiday season. And I think it's fair to say that I think if you take any family out there, someone in that family is either eyeing as a gift for himself or herself, or perhaps a loved one, either a tablet or an iPad. I mean, I think it's pretty much almost, maybe it's every other family. I know an awful lot of people who are looking at these devices and saying, gee, I think I'd like to get one. The price points are right. You can get an iPad for about $500. You can get some of these tablets for a lot less. And I recently bought for my daughter's birthday the new Nook. I'm a Barnes & Noble member, so I got a 10% discount. It was more expensive than the Kindle. But I go to Barnes & Noble a lot, and I liked the graphics. I read a review that talked about the battery life and the storage capabilities. I also thought it would be something, she's just gotten into chapter books. And so I thought this would be a great way to encourage her to read. So I got two books loaded onto it that she likes. And it does have games, so she really wanted an iPod. And I thought, why get an iPod when you can get one of these tablets? Well, I have to say she loves it. And I am so impressed with this Nook. I'm impressed with its capabilities. I'm impressed with the graphics. I'm impressed with what videos look like on it. You can get Pandora. You can get the music. It's got Wi-Fi. It can, and obviously she's 10 years old. She doesn't have email, but you could get email on it. And I'm looking at this and I'm thinking, why would anybody spend $250 more to get an iPad when you could get this? Because this is pretty darn, it can do an awful lot of the same things. And I know that that's a discussion that's going on. Also, there's a lot of discussion about the Nook versus the Kindle. The Kindle is less expensive. But joining us right now is somebody who's a real expert. Julio Ojeda Zapata is the consumer technology reporter and columnist for the Pioneer Press.
Hello.
Hey there, Julio. I am looking at this Nook that my daughter has, and I can't get it away from her that much. And I think it's an amazing, amazing little product.
Did you get the new tablet or the black and white reader?
No, I got the really fancy one. So with the discount as a Barnes & Noble member, it was $225. It retails for $250.
Oh,
but
okay.
I'm a Barnes & Noble member, so I got the discount. So it was $225. Obviously, not factoring in tax, but mm-hmm. This is a color product. It seems to have all the bells and whistles. I have the first generation iPad, not the second one, and I am just extremely impressed with this tablet and the quality.
Yeah, the new Barnes & Noble Nook tablet and the Amazon
Kindle
Fire tablet are two. They sort of fit into a new category of devices that are really beating the iPad on price, but at the same time, they're providing very easy access to the content that people want, their books, their music, their magazines, their newspapers. This is a failing in most tablets that have competed with the iPad to date, because they just have not made it easy for people just to get to the content that they want to enjoy. And the Nook and the Kindle Fire are doing that. That's what people want. They just want to sit down, read a book, watch a video, listen to their music, and so on and so forth. And these devices are ushering in a new era of tablets where you can get something that is going to give you a lot of bang for your buck for a lot less money than what Apple charges for the iPad.
Well, and that's what I'm saying is that she also has, you can also have access to the app, so she's loaded, you know, some of these games on it. And I look at the graphics and the visual displays on the games that she's loaded on her Nook, on her tablet. And they look just as good as the ones that my kids have loaded on the iPad. And so I really think if people are out there exploring, I think these tablets, these new tablets, the Kindle, I believe, Fire, retails for $199. The Nook retails for $250. It seems to me that they have just about everything, an awful lot of the things that the iPad offers. In your view, what is there a downside to these new tablets like the Kindle Fire and the Nook? I mean, is there anything that people should be aware of?
Yeah, there's a lot of like the Kindle Fire, for instance. There's a lot of things missing. There's no camera on the front or the back. There's no microphone for recording audio. There is no Bluetooth if you want to use an external keyboard. They've cut a lot of corners on the very valid assumption that people won't really miss them too much because they're just going to be consuming content. The iPad, in my opinion, fits into a slightly different category where people are going to be it's an information consumption device, but it's also, for many people, to a very large extent, a productivity device for getting a lot of stuff done. It's basically a new kind of personal computer. In fact, analysts are starting to lump Macintosh computers and the iPad together. And if you do that, Apple is pretty close to being the leading computer vendor on the planet. But the iPad is a do stuff device. It's basically, don't think of it as a pricey Kindle Fire. Think of it as a really cheap laptop to a certain extent.
Right.
So for somebody like me that. I want to read a book, watch a movie, listen to music, and that's fine, but I also want to do a whole lot more. And the iPad is definitely in that category that the Kindle Fire is not. But make no mistake, the iPad at this point is looking very pricey. Apple is probably going to need to respond on price at some point.
Well, let me ask you, because you're a journalist, and one of the downsides to the iPad, and I have actually purchased the wireless keyboard, is because it's very hard to word process. As somebody who writes a lot, you just can't do it on that little touch-tone screen. So I've got that. So I've got the Bluetooth. In terms, and I'm not an Apple person, in terms of dealing with a lot of documents and Word documents, what I've been told I need for the Apple is I need to download basically the Mac version of Microsoft Word because I don't have that. So in terms of dealing with that, I don't, you know, I think that in terms of word processing, the iPad isn't the greatest, but the keyboard is kind of neat and it does elevate it into the realm of a personal computer.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you have to sort of look at it as sort of a galaxy of devices. There are laptops, which are fantastic for productivity, but not quite as good for entertainment. I mean, reading a book on a laptop is kind of not very pleasant. Then there's the iPad, which shares many of the characteristics of a laptop, but is sort of swinging more into the information consumption device and also allows you to do productivity if you want, but it's a little more of an information consumption device than a laptop. Then you go over to the Kindle Fire, which is almost totally an information consumption device and not a much of a productivity device at all. So you have to sort of look at this, at all these choices that didn't used to exist before, and sort of make your decisions based on your lifestyle.
Right, and you actually mentioned, of course, the camera. The new iPad, the second version, does have a camera on it. I guess people really need to ask themselves: is that what they are going to be using it for? Are they going to be using that camera?
Yeah, the camera on the back, hypothetically, for taking pictures is first of all terrible. It's a terrible camera. And second, taking a picture with a tablet is absurd. You look like a complete dork. But the camera.
But for Skyping,
however,
I imagine it would be useful.
Yeah,
video conferencing, that kind of thing.
However, is you can use it for video conferencing with Apple FaceTime or with Skype. It's a fantastic like if you're a business person and you're traveling and you want to have a video conference with your kids before they go to bed. You know, that sort of thing. That's huge, absolutely huge. My wife and son went on a trip recently, and we did video conferences. They were on a different continent, and we did video conferencing and
using your iPad, using the iPad.
Well, depending on where I was, I would either use a computer or my iPad. If I were at the office, I would use my computer. If I happened to be at home sitting on the couch, I use the iPad. And it's sort of interchangeable. You just fire up whatever version of Skype you have on whatever device you're using. But that's really important, and that's missing from the Kindle Fire. That's a corner that Amazon very specifically cut to keep the price of the device low. it's a good decision because it's positioning, the Kindle Fire is being positioned differently than the iPad. The iPad is more of a one device that does it all kind of a device, whereas the Kindle Fire is more focused on information consumption only.
Right. Okay. Very interesting. And I know, like, for instance, the Nook, you mentioned that the recorder, the Nook does have a voice recorder. And I don't know if that's just in conjunction with, I know on some of the children's books, I just noticed that there was something where you could record, the child could record, or anybody could record themselves reading and then hear it played back, which I think you might be able to use to help improve your reading. I would like to think, I'm sure you could use it for other things as well. But I think you've really hit on something that you need to kind of look at what you might need. But for somebody who might want to get email, have access to Wi-Fi, read books, maybe watch a movie, I don't know. These tablets are looking pretty good.
Yeah, I have a Kindle Fire on loan from Amazon, and it bugs me a little bit because it's not as refined a device. It's sluggish. Sometimes I'll be jabbing the screen and nothing will happen. So it's annoying me a little bit, but at the same time, it's really great to sit on the couch and fire up Netflix and watch an episode of 24. Right. And it's absolutely fantastic for that. I do a little Netflix in bed before I go to sleep every night. I'm working my way through 24, which is a great series, and I've been doing that on the Kindle Fire, and it's terrific, absolutely terrific. The speaker on the Kindle Fire is very good, so I don't even need to use headphones. I just listen to the right. sound emanating out of the device.
And I haven't used the Kindle Fire, but I will say that the new Nook, the latest uh-huh. one, is incredibly nimble and just very fast. And very agile in terms of surfing and navigating and getting on the web.
And the new Nook tablet, it bears a very strong resemblance to an earlier color touchscreen device that Barnes & Noble sold, which was sort of a tablet, but it was very limited. They put a lot of restrictions to what you can do on it. With the new device, is more gives you more freedom to install whatever apps and things you want on it as does the Kindle Fire. These are basically the Fire is basically an Android-based tablet. Amazon has sort of refined the user experience, but fundamentally it's an Android tablet, so you have this vast galaxy of apps you can install on the device, which are comparable to what you would be able to do on an iPad.
You know, because somebody like you, I know, is always plugged into what's coming next. What is going to be the next big thing that you're hearing about?
Well, sticking with the category that we're on, I tell people, how desperate are you for one of these things? Is it a nice to have or is it a got to have? Because I tell people, if you're not really desperate to get, the Kindle Fire is very tempting on price, so is the Nook tablet, but the next generation, the second, the third generations of these devices, down the road, are going to be much better. Much as the first Kindle ebook reader that came out was terrible, terrible, terrible device from a design standpoint. And Amazon has refined, over several generations of its ebook readers, has refined these things until they're almost perfect. And they've plunged on price too. You can get a Kindle for $80 now. The first Kindle was $400, I believe.
Wow.
So just look 2 years down the road, you're probably going to be getting a Kindle Fire-like device for less than $100.
Right. And I think the second generation iPad is a lot better than the first one.
Absolutely.
I mean, and I've got the first one, which is good, but it's just nowhere near. I mean, I've seen the second one and used that, and it's vastly superior. So that is a good – patience is rewarded in the field of electronics. And in terms of the Kindle versus the Nook, any thoughts there? I mean, is it just – obviously it's a higher price point for the Nook, the new Nook, I should say.
The Nook, hardware-wise, is a slightly better device, more storage capacity. The hardware specs on it are superior. It's a more beautiful device. The Kindle Fire is sort of kind of a your basic black slab kind of a thing. The new Nook device is very beautiful. It's a very elegant device. I would say that the Kindle Fire gives you slightly better access to content because the Amazon online content ecosystem is superior. You basically get anything you want, music, TV shows, movies, books. And Nook and Barnes & Noble has that up to a point, but not nearly as completely or as exhaustively as Amazon. So you have to be focus very specifically on what you want. If you're mostly going to be reading books, storybooks, adult books, novels, nonfiction, magazines, newspapers, so the whole spectrum of reading material, the Nook is absolutely great for that, as is the Kindle Fire. But if you get into other categories, like access to movies and TV shows, the Amazon device is going to be a slightly better proposition, I think.
All right. Well, listen, Julio Ojeda Zapata, a consumer technology reporter and columnist for the Pioneer Press, thank you so much for joining us. And I guess you don't have to worry about buying this stuff because you have it all.
Yeah, unfortunately, I have to give it back. I borrow it, play with it for a while, and give it back, but then I get the next one.
Okay, there you go. All right. What a fun job. Very cool.
It is fun.
All right. Well, thank you so much. We certainly appreciate it. And you can read Julio's work in the Pioneer Press. Thank you so much.
See you later.
Okay. Can you imagine that? Like being the guy that gets the latest laptop, the latest Kindle, the latest. I mean, he probably gets everything. I mean, people probably send him everything. That'd be fun. That'd be really fun.